This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight, right here from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite as we stream online live right now. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, along with all those people helping out in the coronavirus effort. Thank you for keeping America free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all the roughnecks working out there on the oil rigs in this country and around the world, too, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Go in there, like the page, jump into the chat room, and you can converse with us just like a whole bunch of people are in there right now doing exactly that. Now, joining us right now to start off the program, we have Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, a lot of things going on here yesterday. By the way, I'm watching Los Angeles, California right now, and apparently they've made another bunch of arrests tonight. They're loading them up in the buses, and away they go off to the jail. But they've made a bunch of arrests for violating the curfew. Not sure that there's been violence per se, but they've been out demonstrating and whatnot. And there has been some more violence tonight around the country, so it's not gone away yet, but it is getting a little bit, I'd say getting a little bit less tenuous.
Yes, that's exactly right. And especially in the L.A. area, earlier there was a couple of different demonstrations, one in particular outside Mayor Gil Garcetti's residence in Los Angeles, and that crowd was there, and they dispersed around about the curfew time, though they went elsewhere at the very least. But you're right. Last I heard, Captain, they had arrested upwards of some 250 people that had broken curfew. There was also one incident where a bunch of folks had decided to go up on a roof of a local apartment building in Los Angeles and try to wait out the curfew, believing that they could then come down following that. They were essentially arrested for trespassing, I believe. I stand corrected. They were processed, but then essentially released.
It's not just about Los Angeles. Unfortunately, we've had the activity out there again in Portland and a little bit of activity in Seattle and Denver had flared up. We've also been watching Washington, D.C., of course. Now, Washington, D.C. just got 1,600 members of the 82nd Airborne and the 10th Mountain Rangers. Military policemen came in, and they're stationed on the outskirts of Washington, D.C. until the Department of Homeland Security figures out exactly what they want to do with them, because a lot of people are driving not only into area of Portland, Oregon, and Seattle and Minneapolis, but there's a lot of out-of-state vehicles that are intertwined with this traffic, and a lot of vehicles that have like a mixed tag. They might have one tag for where they started out as and another tag or something like that. So there's a lot of people that are commuting, and I made the joke tonight to my friend George in Minneapolis when he said things were tampered down. I said it's because they all got in their vehicles and drove to D.C.,
Right, right. Well, but again, you know, after several days of unrest that are different from the protests. I mean, as we were watching in the helicopter shots yesterday and today in the Los Angeles area.
I just saw one tonight.
Yeah, of the people marching through the street and simply, you know, making their opinion and their voice heard. That's the protest. But when you have the rioting, the looting, the violence that had gone on, that's something entirely different. There are those who try to justify that, by the way.
However, those people are intertwined with the protesters.
Well, that's true. And also those agitators who would come in and try to make something out of the situation. And what happens, most unfortunately, Captain, is that the real reason for the protests themselves get totally drowned out. And I know that so many people around the country are united in the principle that we should not have this kind of senseless death. It's just that simple.
Now, the president, and you can expect this to happen because Attorney General Barr talked about it yesterday, the police are hinting, as well as Attorney General Barr and the president, that there will be some high-level Antifa members being arrested soon, scattered around the countryside, because they've gotten intel on who they are and where they are, so they're going to start arresting them and taking the leaders off the street.
Yes, and this is going to be, I think, key in helping, number one, to restore law and order and give us all back the ability to have our nation and to express ourselves and so forth. But when you do have people like that who are agitating, trying to get the state of affairs where more people are being injured and or killed, that's just not acceptable in our society.
And we even had some demonstrations tonight here in Tampa and St. Pete. We had several hundred people here in Tampa that actually forced a shutdown of a street in the downtown area, not necessarily where things were the other night. This was a little different, and the police were there for, I don't know, the better part of about probably 3 hours, maybe 4 hours before this all calmed down again. So it's where you don't think it's going to be, and it's growing around the country. And again, these people, they've got a stated goal, and their stated goal is their way or the highway, as they are still trying to fundamentally transform America. This is not just about Mr. George Floyd anymore. It's not just about him anymore. And we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. It's the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll be coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
To the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, and I'm talking with my guest Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, but this segment is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. And Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking for 4 years. Simply put, it works for me. It's an all-natural product. It helps get the swelling that you've got, inflammation out of your system. It also helps to relieve any pain that you've got. And if you've got arthritis or back pain or neck pain or shoulder pain or foot pain, leg pain, ankle pain, knee pain, muscle aches in general, or pain from your everyday activities that you're out there doing, then let me suggest you try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start. It only costs $19.95, and simply put, it works. Now, they gave me a website where you can go and take a look at it. It's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and on that website, there'll be a little video, 2.5 minute long video, that'll tell you what's in it, how it works, and then you'll have an opportunity to order it. And again, $20, the 3-week quick start. You'll know whether or not it's going to work for you. And it's been a godsend to me, and that's all I can tell you. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we have a caller on the line, and I think I know who this is. Is this Ian?
Yeah, it's Ian. I guess I'm going to kick it off. I got some comments. I'm not going to yell, though, okay? Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm listening.
Yeah, my phone's not that good. Okay, right now, the way I'm analyzing this is the left's Tet offensive going on right now, okay?
Yep, we referred to that the other day.
I didn't listen to it. And we better start calling ourselves what we are, Americanist. It's Americanist or Americanism versus the globalist. That's the overarching categories. And I wanted to say this. Looking back now, we're in June, over the last 7 months, from around Christmas till now, It's real funny how the phony coronavirus which was supposed to be the Black Death and the bubonic plague and Ebola all rolled into one. It was going to kill millions. Okay. They ginned that up right after the impeachment failed. And they got everybody conditioned to wear masks. Isn't that funny? Everybody's allowed to wear masks now, right? And they let all the criminals out with no bail laws, right?
Right.
And now, we got this going down, and guess what? They're all hiding behind masks.
Yep.
Man, this stuff is so obvious and linked together with COVID-19, the mask, the so-called bail reform, the no, they're not even charging bail. This is a setup. This was planned. This is another plan that they pulled off the shelf. And
that's
I believe they're cooperating with China. Elements of them are enemies. Now, the bad news is I don't think Trump's going to do anything. Oh, not because he's a coward. He's got the right instincts. It's not that at all. Our government, from the city, municipalities, county, state, right on up to the feds, the enemy is inside the gate. I hate to break it to you.
Well, we've known
it's
that.
Like, they've been in there for a while. It's like the fire base is a knob, man.
Yep.
And Hackworth had it right. David Hackworth had it right. And nobody listened to him.
Yep.
And we got the same thing going on here now. It's going to be, it's going to be Indian country soon, my friend, because law and order is collapsing.
Yeah. All right. And again, Kyle, Ian brings some interesting points to the table. But some of what he was talking about, we had talked about earlier in the week. And even last week, I made the reference to Vietnam. And it was kind of like the Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese popping up out of places where you didn't know they were at. But the thing of it is we've got three states, and they're all blue states. One of them is New York. The other one is Virginia. The other one is Delaware. Where they have said, absolutely no way, Jose, are they going to even think about bringing in the National Guard or any military forces at all because their police departments can handle it. Well, are they handling it there?
Good question. No, I don't think
so. No, not New York. Certainly not New York because they went wild again in New York and certain places all around the city. They were roaming around and going wherever they wanted. They had their curfew at a certain time, and they were still going as of about an hour ago. Now, they calmed down a little bit because they probably decided they'd had enough and this, that, and the other, but they were out there trying to stir the pot again. And Delaware, let's see, who lives in Delaware?
Oh, that would be Mr. Biden.
Yeah, well, of course, they don't want the military there. And Virginia, well, let's see. Virginia is Ralph Northam, right?
Right.
The one that painted himself black, right?
That's right. We're the blackface, yeah.
Yeah, and they've all rejected the request or the suggestion that maybe they might want to use some troops to help dominate the protesters. But all those states led by Democrats, all the cities where this has been flaring up, we've been telling you, have been led by Democrats. I mean, so far, that's the case. So far, that's the case.
It certainly is. It certainly seems to be. And, you know, Captain, it's very interesting that some of these state and local leaders, they seem to be so terrified that they could be somehow in the same idea as the president and many others across the highways and byways that they need to restore order. And so for some reason they're just terrified how this is going to play politically for them. And, you know, I think I would perchance to think, Captain, that across the highways and byways, you have more people who want to have an orderly society where you can have your First Amendment right to protest and have this very important national conversation, but not at the mercy of many people, both from all kinds of different ethnic groups, it would appear, that are rioting in the streets. It's not a black issue for the rioting. You've got a lot of people out there rioting, and so it harms all of us.
Now, we also found something out before midnight of tonight, it would have been last night, as we started to get dark into the evening. In Washington, D.C., they found several crates of low-grade explosives in the back of U-Haul trucks that had been left parked. And they went back and they ran a check and had locks on the doors, and apparently they unlocked the, you know, cut the locks on the doors, opened it up, and there was low-grade explosives in the back of these U-Haul trucks. There were about half a dozen of them, I've been told, around Washington, D.C. But out there where you're at in Los Angeles area, they arrested a man who was dressed in a National Guard uniform outside the police headquarters, armed to the teeth. Now, what do you suppose he was up to?
No good, for sure, for sure.
And he was not a National Guardsman.
Well, that's right. And what would happen if you had an imposter pull off something like that and shot into a crowd, God forbid, did something very, very bad, then that could spark more violence, and it could, you know, it could be irretrievable at that point. But, you know, Captain, the idea of having explosives, apparently one would think, delivered in some way and put in certain places, that that's a matter for the FBI, and that sounds like domestic terrorism to me.
Yeah, and I heard a lot of people saying, well, these are white supremacists. All the left-wing media types are going, well, these are only 2% are Antifa, and the 98%, I forget who it was, it might have been MSNBC, but the reporter said, only 2% are Antifa, and the 98% that are causing the trouble, they're all white. Well, this person wouldn't have known because, first of all, you're not seeing that at these rallies. You are not seeing that.
Well, that's right. And by the way, I don't think anybody cares who is trying to instigate violence. We always want to stop it. It doesn't matter what color people are. Violence is wrong.
Right. Now, the other thing is a couple of New York Police Department, NYPD commissioners, Ray Kelly and Bernie Kerik, were on television on a panel. And they said that Mayor Bill de Blasio was micromanaging the NYPD, failing to control the New York City streets. And then the NYPD police chief told Governor Cuomo, he says, our guys are tired. They're bleeding. We need help. Send us the military. And Cuomo came back and said, no, we don't need the military. And then de Blasio says, we have 36,000 NYPD officers. We don't need anybody else. Well, I'll tell you what they need. They need to get rid of de Blasio. He's not doing his job.
Well, you know, the New York Police Department, Captain, and many of the emergency services, I think, in New York are not and have not been happy with de Blasio for a very, very long time.
Not since the day he got elected. Remember when they turned their back on him when he came and gave a speech?
Yeah, precisely, precisely. Mm-hmm. And that's because they don't feel that he does, that he has their back at all.
He doesn't.
Yeah, and so, but again, because de Blasio comes from, like, this sort of weird, almost socialist, you know.
No, no, it's not almost. They are. They're so, that's a socialist family. Look at what his daughter did.
That's true. She got arrested, and he said he was.
Yeah, arrested. For helping to, she was actually in the middle of inciting the riots, helping to throw the rocks and whatnot, and was very proud of it. And he said, "I'm so proud of my daughter for taking a stance."
Well, you, I don't.
What
know.
What a thing to say.
Yeah, for somebody who's throwing rocks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or getting people to throw rocks.
Yeah, yeah, she was inciting. Okay, hold that thought. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more. And by the way, when we come back, the Minneapolis Police Department is facing civil rights charges over the killing of Mr. Floyd. Civil rights charges. Okay, Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's up.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Minneapolis, a city in turmoil, is facing a critical review of the behavior of its police department.
This is the first time that the state is launching a civil rights investigation into the systemic discriminatory practices of the largest police department in the state. It is also the only investigation surrounding the killings of George Floyd, focusing on the policies and practices implemented by the Minneapolis Police Department.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
I say this, as a white man who walks through that life with pretty much relative ease, I can't ever know the pain of that black community members. But I hear you, I'm listening, and one of the things I need to do is use that ability to change.
In Washington, D.C.
Who are you protecting? Who are you protecting?
Demonstrators are out once again in the streets of the nation's capital as controversy continues over Monday night's use of force directed at protesters outside the White House. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Thank you very much. The lovely Kathy Curtis just did that for us, that liner. We appreciate her very much. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at GEICO. GEICO is spelled G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance. If you got a car policy coming due, or maybe you're driving a truck or a motorcycle, or maybe you've got an RV or an HEV, or maybe you're driving a boat, whatever it is that you drive back and forth to work, how about checking out GEICO at GEICO.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, you can get a quote online. Just give them your zip code. That'll take care of that. Give them the information that they ask for. And you can do everything that you need to do without ever seeing an agent online if that's what you want to do. Otherwise, they'll tell you where your agent is once you give them your zip code so they can tell you. And then you can go sit down, talk to an agent about whatever. But keep in mind one thing. They also can help you with your homeowners and renters insurance policy, too, through your GEICO agents close by. So GEICO is GEICO.com, GEICO.com, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, not to be outdone, the Minneapolis Police Department is now facing civil rights charges over the George Floyd killing. Now, Floyd's lawyer, the family lawyer,
said that the officers' charges are likely to be upgraded soon. Apparently, Officer Chauvin is going to be charged with first-degree murder. Now, we talked at length yesterday about this procedure that they had used with the Minneapolis Police Department over 270 times since 2015, and this particular officer had been involved in this procedure that we saw him using, the knee on the neck and all that stuff to render the victim unconscious, and they would do that with an unruly prisoner that was trying to fight back. That's what they would do. They would overpower the guy, and then they would do what they did to render the assailant unconscious. Now, what the big thing was here, Kyle, was what the officer with the knee on the neck was doing was bad enough. But did you see the immediate officer that was behind him that had all of his weight in the middle of his back, Mr. Brown's back, so that he couldn't breathe at all?
Well, yes, and Dr. Michael Bodden, who was the independent pathologist retained by the family to do the second autopsy, yeah, he talked about the knee on Mr. Floyd's neck and then the other people putting their weight onto his back. And that, of course, all of that contributed to his death by asphyxiation. And so you're right. I mean, I can't imagine for any length of time to have a knee on somebody's neck, much less put all that weight onto their back. And quite frankly, that's why he was saying he couldn't breathe.
Yeah, and the restriction done to having to be able to breathe, you breathe from your lungs, you also breathe from the diaphragm of the body, and that's what was not able to be done by that second officer having all of his weight in the middle of Mr. Brown's back to where he was doomed from that point.
Yes, most unfortunately, and I think at the heart of this case regarding the procedures and or policies of trying to render a prisoner unconscious, I think that's going to be a very, very big part. I think we're probably going to see some major changes in mandates regarding that, because again, out in the field, I'm sure they're going to argue, and probably quite rightly so, that trying to put somebody unconscious is a very, very tricky maneuver, and as we saw, it can result in death. And so I think they're going to be very, very keen to begin to change those kinds of policies or amend them in a very significant way, at the very least.
Now, I'm thinking that this is going to go on, this unrest is going to go on until Mr. Floyd is buried, number one, and then it might be another couple of days or so after that, and then it's going to go away simply because of the fact that these people will find something else that they need to do. And by the way, the other thing is many doctors believe that there's going to be a spike of coronavirus coming as a result of these riots. However, the medical journal that's out there where doctors get a chance to render their opinions, and there's a whole bunch of doctors that are saying, no, this has been contrived and overhyped, nothing's going to happen. Plus, the weather's been warm, they've been outside, and any germs that were out there have been done away with.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see. We've had essentially eight nights of looting, and along with the protest that occurred as well.
Well, I'm watching them still in Portland, Oregon, just have literally hundreds of people running down the streets again in the middle of the night.
That's right, and they're firing tear gas in some instances as well. But we're going to get another week down the road, and that's the time I think that you would initially see some new outbreaks of COVID-19, and we're going to go from there. But it's going to be interesting to see if there is that kind of spike, and I hope nobody gets sick. But what they're doing, though, in terms of the proximity that people are in, even if they're wearing a cloth face mask or something, it simply goes completely against what all of the experts have been saying, essentially, about social distancing and this kind of stuff. It has just simply been thrown out the window for the last week.
Yeah, and of course I'm talking, folks, to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Now, we still have some doubting Thomases about this hydroxychloroquine. And I'm not sure where we're going to go here with all of this, but there are people that are trying to say, no, this is it's an experimental drug, and it's not designed for what they're using it for, and this, that, and the other. But yet, for years, they've been using it on the different sicknesses they've had. The flu, I found out it was on the big flu cases they had, plus along with the virus that we had here this time. And it's been used for other things as well, besides just malaria.
Well, exactly. And this is really, again, one of the most famous drugs in the world now, and it's famous not necessarily because it's shown promise with COVID-19, but because it's become a political flashpoint between many people in the press and the President of the United States. It's as if hydroxychloroquine, let's just say that in some way it was a silver bullet on this thing, there'd be some people that would be very disappointed about that. But and I don't say that to be flip or humorous, but it just seems like this is how deep the political division goes. But I'm wondering, Captain, if we've seen all these different things that COVID-19 can supposedly do, and how it manifests itself, maybe there are different drugs that operate differently on different people who are responding differently to the infection. And so in this world where we're being told that we follow the science, well, we should maybe follow the science and see what works. And if we find a cocktail that works, well, great. If we find another drug that works, great. It shouldn't be politicized. And up to this point, it totally has been.
Now, the Republicans yesterday, and they got their message back from the Democratic mayor in Charlotte, and that was they were going to follow the CDC guidelines, and they weren't going to have, large mass rally and this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. So the president right away came out and said, well, okay, then we need to go find us another place. So they're looking for another state and another venue to have their convention in. Now, I do know that Nashville, Tennessee, was mentioned, but I don't think there's anything there big enough to host all these people.
Yeah, I had heard Nashville earlier in the day as well, but I do think if we had to take a bet on it, I would think it's going to be in Florida. It just seems to be a good fit for the president and his message.
Well, it's the biggest battleground state of all.
Right, precisely.
We were the number three state in the country when it comes to delegates. And electoral votes.
Yeah, and again, they want to be able to have a convention. And again, not to be flip or humorous, but it seems like we've just seen days and days of rioting in the street and protests, of course, legitimate protests. But to somehow say, I'm sorry, you can't have a political convention now seems to go against the grain. But Florida, of course, had opened up and may be the best fit for that kind of an event.
Well, we sure would love to have them down here because, you know, that's a lot of money that comes into the economy. And, of course, it would give me an opportunity to go and set up and broadcast from there. I wouldn't have to go very far, so there you go. Now, the other thing is the Senate GOP yesterday blocked a bill condemning the president over the protesters. They were going to chastise him for going after the protesters the way he is. And by the way, the other night they said, well, he tear gassed the protesters so he can take his log. They didn't tear gas anybody. They pepper sprayed them.
That's right.
All right. We'll be right back with more. Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, as we take a look at our highways and byways tonight. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, and now it's time for our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your pilot in Flying J Truck Stop, America's largest truck stop chain, located everywhere and anywhere. When you see the pilot or when you see the Flying J, pull on in there, and you'll be treated just like the king of the highway that you are. And tell them the captain sent you, you'll get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. Alright, here we go. Are you ready to rock? Because that's what we're going to do.
Calls the mama, I'm so all the 109 years around. I don't speak louder than words, and I'm a man of great appearance. I know you got another man, but I can. tentacles, and mama, I'm so all to hunt and I'm just around.
Alrighty, that's the Black Crowes and Too Hard to Handle. I'll tell you what, that is a song. If that doesn't get your feet moving and get you moving around there and wake you up, then I don't know what's wrong with you. And Kyle, what were you doing, dancing around the table?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. We've got some weather to talk about tonight because, again, severe weather for the upper Midwest. This is day number 3 in a row with dangerous heat returning to the southwest. That's day number, I don't know, 7 or 8 for that out there. But severe thunderstorms are expected across the upper Midwest this afternoon and evening, especially from southern Minnesota and northern Iowa through central Wisconsin and into the central and lower part of Michigan. Now, the be damaging and destructive winds, large hail, and locally heavy rain all likely. In the meantime, you got all that heat again out there in California and Arizona. Tell us about it.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. More heat advisories all the way up from Sacramento, north of Sacramento, down through Fresno, through Bakersfield. But where the real heat, we understand, is really going to kick in is in the eastern part of California, and that's in the Coachella Valley. They expect to have very severe temperatures, perhaps even 105, basically, perhaps 97 in the San Gorgon. Bonneville Pass, 93 in Hemet, 92 in Lake Elsinore, and so if you're going to be traveling in those areas, you have to be very, very careful. And that heat advisory, excessive heat warning, continues all the way over, of course, to Phoenix and to Tucson again, up through Las Vegas, and a little bit west of Las Vegas as well, back into California. So it's going to be like that, we think, for the next few days, hopefully cooling down by the time we get to the weekend.
Now, taking a look at some other areas across the country here, we've got some weather along the east coast of Florida tonight where we've got a hazardous weather outlook over there, possibly some storms over there from about Lake Okeechobee on up towards Daytona, so that'll be something to keep an eye on during the course of the day. Now, again, central part of Montana, around Billings, around Bozeman, possibilities from showers there. Central and western part of Wyoming, possibilities showers there, as well as the northwestern part of Colorado, the northeastern part of Utah, and tonight, up in North Dakota, the northwestern corner of North Dakota, chance of rain there. Now, the other thing we need to talk about is there is a tropical storm in the Bay of Campeche that's just going to kind of sit there, Kyle, for a day or two, and this possibility exists that that thing could then start to move based on the air currents aloft and the whatnot and come into the central part of the Gulf of Mexico. Tell us about that.
Well, that's right, Captain. Basically, it was near the Yucatan Peninsula, as you said, and settled in there in southern Mexico. They say that essentially the steering currents aren't very strong at this point, so it could stay there into Thursday. And the tracking maps, at least the potential potentiality of this storm, as it would go north, it would strengthen a little bit, and then perhaps go perhaps towards Houston, maybe towards New Orleans in that area, but along the southern Gulf Coast there, that's where they believe the storm, of course, would end up being. And then, of course, we understand it'd be, I think, about a Category 1, perhaps.
Yeah, just enough to get you wet and make you remind you of the fact that you're in hurricane season, which, by the way, started June the 1st. So since Monday, it's officially been hurricane season. Now, one last little thing before we switch gears here. The heat out west, when do you think that's going to go away? Because, I mean, we're talking about temperatures again across I-10 and I-8. And up into Las Vegas, Nevada, 110 to 115 degrees, and it's been that way for days.
Well, that's right. It looks like it's, at the very least in the Southern California area, looks like we're going to get some cool down as we head towards the weekend. We're going to go from the 80s probably into the 70s. So as that system that system presses through, hopefully that's going to mean a little bit of relief into the Southwest as well. But it's going to be another few days, it looks like.
Now, the other thing is, when you talk about weather and you talk about this time of the year,
we got rid of our cold temperatures. Remember, we had our cold temperatures up in Maine?
Oh, yes. Yeah,
yeah, those are gone, so people are back again. But the other thing is, and I'll finish this up, and then we'll go to what we need to be talking about here, because it looks like we got a lot of activity going on tonight in Portland, Oregon, as police are starting to come out of the woodwork chasing these kids that have been, and I call them kids because they look like they're kids, they've been running all over downtown Portland. But I think we'll just keep our eyes and ears open and see what happens with this tropical storm, because at the very least we're talking Houston or we're talking New Orleans by where this thing could be going.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
And to our listeners in both of those markets there, just be advised, you know, pay attention. All right, now, let's go back to what I'm watching at here. Now, first of all, they've had Curtis Silva, the founder of the Guardian Angels, on. They've been talking to him. Apparently, the Guardian Angels are out patrolling Manhattan and guarding the streets, keeping the looters away from some of the exclusive stores where they went into last night. Remember they went into Macy's and some of those swank stores down there in Manhattan?
Oh, yes. Yeah,
they were in Soho the night before, so the Guardian Angels are out on the street, and that's a good thing. And a lot of business people and a lot of concealed carry weapons permit holders and whatnot volunteered to go help out their neighbors. They're actually guarding a lot of these places with long guns and pistols, and they're just telling them, hey, come here, you're going to get shot.
Well, you know, I think that this has gone on for several nights, of course. And I think some people are just getting to the point where, you know, they feel that they also have to take some kind of protective action. Yeah?
They've lost everything the first time around due to the coronavirus and having to shut down, and they've lost money they'll never get back. And then they just barely got themselves open within the last couple of weeks. And now this thing happens and people are trying to destroy their place. No, I think I'd declare war too.
Well, right. And you mentioned Portland, Oregon, Captain. We understand the police there, of course. So we've been seeing it on our monitors. Number one, they have been using tear gas. They've also been using flashbangs and pepper spray as they disperse the crowd there after declaring it an unlawful assembly.
All right. Well, hold that thought. And, folks, I'm going to take us out to the top of the break with the Black Crows again, because that's something that's going to get us all moving around here. But we'll be back with more to Captain's America Third Watch as we come back, hour number two, right after the news. Take us away there, Black Crows.
Calls her mama, I'm sure all the henna that gets around. Oh, all the henna now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.